my inbox and what do I see? Just another day, another T-R-A-D-E. I'm an addict, and I need it in my veins. I'm an addict, otherwise I feel plain now. Every day I wake up, people got a problem. Making all these trades up, got me singing got them. But I've been paid up, I even started from the bottom. See, I don't wait up, I ain't even playing possum. So what it cost, I'm just a couple of firsts. Can't believe that it worked, not to say I'm a jerk. But I'm an addict, it's what I said in the first. You can curse all you want, you can pray in your church. But I'ma keep tapping return, I win up, I learn. I ain't trying to burn any bridges, I yearn. For the feeling I earn, all my winners to turn. You had a cheek before I drop you like the beat. I'm an addict, and I'm not really ashamed. I'm an addict, I'm reclining with the brain. I'm an addict, and the pot is what I'm playing. I'm an addict,
Russin Rocky.
Other names, Trade Addicts Pod. Let's go.
I'm Frank in the chat, and I have a trading problem.
I'm Rocky Petrella, and I also have a trading problem.
I'm Justin, and I have always had a trading problem.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Session 405 of the Trade Addicts Podcast, where even though the network went away, the DAP's always here to stay. Yeah, there we go. And as you can hear, Rocky's back. Thank you to Zach and Tommy, who filled in the last minutes, the last 2 weeks. And as you can hear, the man on the couch is back, Justin, a.k.a. Run DFF. Justin, how are you?
Man, I am doing lovely, sir. Lovely. Wonderful to be making my annual appearance.
Yes. Before we get started, why don't you remind everyone who you are, what you do, and where they can find what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Justin Rogers. I'm on the Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast with that psycho Larry Monkey. And yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I'm not calling it the other thing. At Run DFF, and yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. We're at Twitter.
I've never called it the other thing.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe I have when it first started, but it was too.
Larry does every once in a while, and I'm like, oh gosh, that.
We don't really have any interview and stuff to do, so we can just get right into it. Dolphins are releasing Tyreek among a big cleaning house. There's rumors Waddle's next and he wants out, but we'll get to Waddle. Is anyone, Justin, you can start. Is anyone scared off from potential tanking for Achan Waddle? It could be yours at quarterback now. Are you scared off of tanking for some of these high-end Dolphins assets?
I'm not scared unless it's yours at quarterback. Like, they're going to get volume from the few people that are left behind. They're going to get volume, and that's what matters. I mean, Waddle without Tyreek is going to get, you know, 8-10 targets a game. The chain's going to get his, but if it's yours, then that offense is going to be trash.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that they make a move somewhere, to get something besides Quinn Ewers.
I think two of the cuts were on the offensive line too, which isn't great. So Ewers could be running for his life. Rocky, what about yourself?
Yeah, I think Justin said it perfectly. Like, I always worry about bad offenses, even that are concentrated. But, I mean, Achan's going to get so much worse, including in the passing game. So I really am not worried about him, even with bad quarterbacking probably, because it'll probably just mean a lot of dump-offs to the running back. But, yeah, Waddle would be a concern. I kind of hope he does get traded or something. But everybody else there really doesn't matter. So, as long as Achan and Waddle are getting theirs, I think that's all that really matters.
I'm going to put Rocky on the spot. Wilson or Waddle? Garrett Wilson. You have to pick a Jet or a Dolphin.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's already proven he can do it with bad quarterback too.
Yeah. I think it's pretty easy too because you get an age reset as well.
Yep.
I mean,
anywhere people want to see Tyreek go? Is Casey Bridge totally burned?
I don't know, but I don't want him there.
I don't know where I want him.
There's like 17 different players that filled his role similarly. And then second, because Mahomes is going to miss like probably, what, 6 games up list to start?
Does Rodgers have the arm?
Tyreek might as well, so I don't know.
Does Rodgers have the arm to hit Tyreek in his age? They're kind of win now right now with Rodgers.
That depends. Is Tyreek going to run a bunch of 5-yard outs?
Imagine a bigger waste of Tyreek Hill.
How about Buffalo? A field stretcher, you know, because they don't have anybody that runs deep. You know, that's why the Alec Pierce rumors are so strong there, because you know, they need somebody that can stretch the field. He might be a bit cheaper.
I mean, is Tyreek at his age with a major injury still the field stretcher we think he is?
Probably not, but he's better than most field stretchers. He's better than, you know.
Yeah, so instead of being like a 4.28 guy, he's a 4.38 guy. Yeah. He's still going to have wheels.
He's still going to run past some people. I could see Seattle, too, if they don't get Shaheed back, if Shaheed gets outbid for whatever reason. I don't see a big market for Shaheed. Please don't kill me, Cooter Doodle, but I just don't – I don't see –
I would never underestimate the NFL's willingness to overpay mediocre wide receiver.
$70 million. Yeah.
They'll pay $10 million a year for a wide receiver 4 and won't give a running back $5 million.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. But my question would be, does Shaheed's presence matter? Because he was barely involved in the offense anyway.
He matters for not what he does with the ball. I think he matters on special teams, and he takes the top off of defenses for Jigba and Kupp to run underneath. So, because I think I would be interested to see the splits, but I would guess just watching the games that Shaheed mattered for that passing offense when he showed up. But I'll have to look at the splits. Okay, speaking of the Seahawks, they are not expected to tag Ken Walker. So, does this mean he's leaving? Because usually when people are really psyched about getting a long-term deal, they're going to tag him so he can't go look around. So, Justin, what does this tell you?
I read the report, and basically they were saying they've got a bunch of players that they want to sign, and I don't know if they're going to use the franchise tag. I don't think it means he's gone, especially with Charbonnet on the, you know, on the pine for probably half of next year, as late as that ACL was. I don't think it means that he's gone, but it certainly opens up options. You know, now he could be more expensive now than to negotiate against, you know, negotiate against the whole league versus just themselves is a good bit different.
Yeah, but that's what surprised me.
I think the Super Bowl championship gives them more impetus or more motivation to re-sign him, run it back, you know.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd be surprised if he doesn't stay there. As wrong as I was that Sam Darnold could not win a Super Bowl, the big reason
he's been out the last 2 weeks, he's been hiding from his team.
He probably didn't even watch the game. He's like, no, I didn't watch Darnold win this thing.
I mean, if I hadn't, I wouldn't have missed much. But
right. Somebody let Rocky know the results of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but a big reason they, big reason they won that Super Bowl is not Darnold. It's the running game and the defense. So I think they need to keep that structure around him. So unless they're planning on doing something else, you know, bringing in Breece Hall or something, I don't see why they wouldn't make sure Walker stays.
Yeah. I agree with all that. Tommy saying that Walker should be a Panther, I originally didn't like that, but the more I've thought about it, the more I love it, because I don't think Chuba or Rico's a free agent would do anything to scare him. So would be interesting. It's reported that Travis Hunter will be a full-time corner and a part-time wide receiver. Justin's time to buy the dip, or are you scared now?
How far is the dip?
Would you give a late contending second for Travis Hunter?
I wouldn't give a second. Because first of all, everyone's a contender right now, right?
Yeah. I just mean like the 211. Would you give the 211 away if you were?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I think it's too much risk. I'd give a third, but I'm not going to give up a second. We were talking about this in our Patreon earlier. Like, smash a second for Travis and just keep him if it's a third, because who cares about a third?
Mm-hmm. I'm with Justin. I was never a big Travis Hunter guy to begin with. And obviously this news is not good. And then there's also the whole, I don't know what the rest of the wide receiver core is going to look like. And I think there's been talk of BTJ being moved or things like that. But if he's
they're going to kick Hunter to defense, I don't know why you would.
Right. And all the more reason, like, even if he's playing wide receiver, he's got to contend with BTJ. He's got to contend. Jacoby's still there next year, right?
Mm-hmm. He signed a 3-year extension. So
that's what I thought. And I don't know. Is Parker Washington signed?
I believe so. Yeah, for one more year.
Who's not amazing, but he's still a solid NFL wide receiver. So like,
he's pretty good at the end of the year. I think.
Definitely for Fanny. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't know why you would be all that interested in Travis Hunter at this point, even if they were saying he was not a full time cornerback. So yeah,
Washington. It says estimate on Spotrac, so I'm guessing he has like an option or something that they're taking. So, anyways, I agree with all that. I'm terrified of Travis Hunter. I think I took him like one place in TA just out of respect for J Mike, but I was so scared to take him in a lot of places. So,
yeah, I think I had zero shares. So good for me.
I was looking at the same thing, but below that it says it's a performance escalator, and I'm sure he hit some things that boosted his contract up. So
okay, so he's there. Okay. Yeah,
but still, it's $3.7 million. It's dirt cheap. He ain't going nowhere. You know, even if like that's real cheap.
Yeah.
In today's NFL market, where he could probably get $25 million a year.
Raiders, give him $30 million a year or something. Okay. Mike Evans plans to play in 2026 and will explore options in free agency was the exact story. I don't see there's any chance of him going outside of Tampa. Anyone else? We can kind of gloss over this, but I think he's lost his life. He'll figure it out.
Can I hope he does so that my Buka shares get a little bump?
Oh, you want him to leave? Yeah.
I would love him to leave. I got a few Bukas that need him to leave. Because I think with all three of those guys there, it's just not enough. Too many mouths to feed, not enough.
Yeah. And Otten and Bucky and, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go to the coaching news. The Niners hire tight end – or the Niners tight end coach Brian Fleury will be the new Seattle OC. I know nothing about this guy. Good job, Seattle. And the Raiders will hire Seahawks QB coach Andrew Janocco to be the OC. He's been with Kubiak forever, since like back in New Orleans. So he's been kind of his guy. And I think Seattle was really trying to keep him, and he went to Vegas. So I don't think there's much to take away from this. Rocky, I had this on the news last week, but Stoutland gone, Lane Johnson retiring. I said, are we starting to itch a little bit about the Eagles offense? Are you getting worried?
I mean, the offensive line wasn't that great this past year.
Isn't Dickerson a free agent too?
I don't think he's a free agent, no.
Okay.
This might be his fourth year. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, they were already having issues with the offensive line. Dickerson did not have a great year and was hurt a lot of the time. Juergens made the Pro Bowl, but did not have a great year. You know, Shedeur Sanders made the Pro Bowl too. So, and he was also hurt multiple games. So, like you said, Lane Johnson. And so, like, things are kind of not a mess, but not nearly like the way they've been for the past, like, 4 or 5 years. So, yes, I am definitely a little worried about the Eagles because their hallmark has always been the offensive line when they're good. So, that's how Howie likes to build teams. So, yeah, there's definitely reason to be concerned.
It's fine. He's going to get Maui go at 30 somehow, and everyone's going to be fine. So it's
I'm kind of expecting an offensive line
usually in the first round.
So,
Dickerson's on the team for a while. I don't know where I heard Dickerson was a free agent then. So, anyways, Dickerson's fine. Do you think Lane Johnson retires? What's the Philly idea?
I think he plays one more year. I'm not sure. Is his contract just for this next year? I might have to look at that. I have a feeling he plays out his contract and then retires. I don't think he's going to retire this year, but it's obviously not out of the realm of possibility.
He's got 2 years left.
Oh, yeah. The team's good. Why would you? I guess he's got 3 years left. 27, 28. Yeah.
I can see him not playing the whole contract. I thought he had one or two. But I still don't think he's retiring yet. I think he's going at least another year or two. And I mean, he's still playing at a pretty high level. So even as I'm mentioning all these other guys that had subpar years. So obviously he's getting older, but I don't expect him to retire. I'd be a little surprised if it happened.
He will be 36 at the start of the season. So
yeah, an offensive lineman can play till they're like 40. They're good.
Right. Okay. time for the new segment. Rocky hasn't done one of these yet, so he's been out for the first couple weeks of doing this. So, Justin, I'm going to give you three players. This is an ode to the DLF trade show that Russ used to do, and they're all kind of in the same tier, and we're going to decide what they're worth in Dynasty right now. What would you trade for them? What would you give them away for, et cetera? So we're going to start with the aforementioned BTJ. He is, in theory, going to stay as a Jaguar. He is probably the number two, given what we saw last year, although he could beat out Jacoby. What's he worth?
In this rookie draft, the 109, something like that. I mean, we're going to talk about it later, the depth of this draft, and it's not great. Uh-uh. I think the 109 is reasonable. And spoiler alert, it's going to be pretty similar on the other two guys, too.
If I am not like, I know there might be rookie questions. If I'm not super aware of like what the tiers are and stuff at this point, still, I still got to do more rookie homework. But if you're just thinking like general first, second kind of stuff and not factoring in this particular draft, are you still thinking that range? Is he more one like very late first or even early second? Or
in some drafts, he might be pushed to the second. Based on what he did last year, most drafts, I think he'd be no later than the 111, 112.
Are you giving a coveted 27 first for BTJ?
No.
I wouldn't either.
That draft is getting so much hype, and there's just no way it doesn't disappoint us at this point.
People are still valuing them super high, so I'm not paying.
I mean, the key part is that we're going to have good players pushed down by all the quarterbacks because we're going to have more quarterbacks next year.
Yes.
And, I mean, there's no doubt. And all these drafts where there's, you know, the Kenny Pickett and all the third, fourth, fifth round quarterbacks that year, no one pushed players down. It got real thin real quick. Same thing this year. There's Mendoza and Simpson. I mean, like, I don't want to touch Tyler Simpson.
No, I don't.
If that's the second QB, no, thank you. Let him fall to the second round. So, I mean, we're not going to have position players pushed back by quarterbacks.
I'm looking at a mock draft for 27 real quick. I'm just counting. I'm at 4. 4 in the first 6 picks, quarterbacks, 5, 6 quarterbacks in the first round.
If everyone comes out, it's going to be a deep draft. I mean, you got Arch, you got Dante Moore.
Saiyan.
What's that?
Saiyan, Ohio State.
Right. Is Lagway in that?
Yep, he's on this mock, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be somewhere in that late first round, unless he balls out and then he's going to move up. Who's the other two guys?
Sellers and Mateer. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't include Jeremiah Smith, Ryan Williams, Eric Singleton, Nate Frazier. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Barring like half of these guys going back to college for big NIL deals, it's gonna have some juice to it next year for sure.
By the way, for what it's worth, this mock has Moore 1, which I actually kind of agree with. I think Moore's better than Arch, at least right now.
For fantasy, he's better.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to, again, the aforementioned Jalen Waddle. He is potentially going to get cut, traded, as the Dolphins completely blow it up. So, Justin, what is he worth?
I mean, probably 109, 110. He's a little older, but he also has been consistently producing through his career. It may not be, you know, wide receiver one numbers every year, but at least he's something you can count on. Again, am I giving a 27 first form? Nope, not doing it. Let me throw it back to you. Would you give a 27 first for Waddle and a 27 second?
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't think I can without knowing who his quarterback is. And then that's the trade's not going to be enough. Like, because if you know it's Kyler or Willis, then I can't believe I just put Malik Willis and Kyler in the same sentence. But if it's Willis, I'm happier than if it's Ewers.
Yeah.
And I think Willis is probably – I actually thought he was better than Jordan Love, and I know Roman's going to come in here and yell at me in a second, but he looked better than Jordan did at the back half of the year. So
the only thing I'll say about that is that there's no film. You know, like these guys prepare all offseason, watching film on these starting quarterbacks. No one's watching, you know, film on Malik Willis. You give him a season of every week somebody's watching film on him. I think there's a chance he gets figured out a little bit.
Yes. And I think there's also the aspect of look at Willis run and I can't remember who comes up with the joke, but if they have like long hair, it looks like they're faster than the short haired guys. So like he just looks more athletic.
That's my problem. I kept my hair short. I could have been more athletic.
That's why I'm growing my hair up. Yeah, I don't have much else to add to Waddle. Rocky, what are you giving for Waddle?
I actually prefer Waddle, but I think BTJ is probably worth slightly more to more people just because I feel like there's more Waddle fatigue, and this was just one down year for Brian Thomas Jr. Mm-hmm. I think around the same range. I think, like Justin said, all these guys are around the same range. I'd probably have both Waddle and BTJ a little lower just based off, like I said, not knowing specific names that might go in specific spots right now. I would say very late first, early second for either is what I'd be willing to give up, like 11, 12, 1, 2 range.
Hey, Frank, on May 1st, or whenever the show is right around then, put them back on here and let's see what he says about the one.
Yes, once I know them better, I'll probably be like, oh, yeah, I'll give up the 107. Yeah. Nah.
once he hates this draft class.
Yes, exactly. Kyle Lemon
is. But, yeah, no, I kind of agree. It's probably – I'm trying to use Tommy's question against you guys. He was like, would you give the 111 and the 112 as opposed to the 109? Would you give those for Waddle?
Both of them?
If you're contending and you somehow have both.
I think I can do better with the 111 and 112.
Right, exactly. Trade both.
Yeah.
I said I would give that for Walker, and I don't know if I totally believe that, but I said I would. All right, the last one's Devontae Smith, who, holy cow, his upside's to...
Yeah, for me, he's worth more than the other two, and that's not just because I'm an Eagles fan.
Well, go ahead. What's he worth? You can go first.
I mean, I called them I probably in the Justin range, maybe higher, like I said, once I know the names, but like that 108-ish area, 109, I'd probably say, but I put the other two slightly lower than that, not knowing, like I said, the draft tiers and all that. And the specific.
Well, here's I'll give you the tiers, and Justin can correct me if I'm wrong. It's Mendoza and Love are a tier, because maybe Mendoza is a tier down if you don't like Mendoza. And then it's Lemon, Tyson, Tate in some order. And am I missing a wide receiver?
I don't think so. I mean, Boston, but I don't put him in that tier. So
I don't either. So there's your drop off, Rocky. And then Sadiq.
Well, Sadiq. Yeah, I put Sadiq in with those three.
Trade addicts leagues for sure. So you have six, basically. And then you get to kind of everyone making decisions. So those are your tiers this year.
Yeah, so probably for me, somewhere in the 107, the 109 range. He'd be higher for me than the other two. I think he's better in general throughout his career. He may never be a wide receiver, like high-end wide receiver one or anything, but he's always been a solid player, always been in the wide receiver two range. I think he has upside for at least low-end wide receiver one. Depending on how that Eagles offense goes, it's a whole new offense. We talked about the offensive line. AJ Brown could be gone. So there's a lot of different stuff there, moving parts there. He could be better even than he's been so far. I think he could function. I know Russ always used to say it was great that AJ Brown came because he's better with another guy crushing, but I think he could function as a wide receiver one at this point in his career, an NFL wide receiver one, if AJ Brown was gone.
Especially if they drafted. Go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
I'll give you something about these two guys.
Yeah.
Waddle and Smith. All right. So Smith has 385 receptions. Waddle has 373. 5,019 yards to 5,039. 31 touchdowns to 26 touchdowns.
So they're the exact same.
Like parallel. Waddle has had the higher peak because he had that 1,300 yard, eight touchdowns.
And that was when Tua was like leading the league in passing somehow.
Yeah, I guess the way I look at it, I think Devonta could still have that kind of peak and hasn't yet. So
Devonta could be a top 10 wide receiver if AJ's gone.
See, I'm just not as confident, first of all, because Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. And is the volume going to be there? You know, like that's a question that's I have bad. For that offense. And I love Jalen Hurts as a fantasy quarterback. Like, put him on my team. I'm going to be buying him this offseason because there's Jalen Hurts fatigue. You know, even though he's a top 5-6 scorer every year, I'll be making moves for him as we get closer to draft time. People want to move, you know, they want the shiny box. But I don't know that if there's a decent quarterback in Miami or if Jalen Waddle gets moved, I think his ceiling is probably higher than Devontae Smith's personally. I think he has the ability to be. To be that 160 target guy. And I don't know that Smith can be that.
I just decided what I want. I want Waddle to be Wandale 2.0 on the Giants. Don't sign Wandale back and trade for Waddle instead, because I think the Giants have the space to do that. That's my hope now. That's what I want, is Waddle on the Giants, which I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but it's... Giants are fun. It's exciting. Okay. Final part of what's he worth? Rank the three players.
I was waiting for Justin.
Rocky. I don't want to go first.
Right. Okay. I have him in reverse. I basically said it already. I have him in reverse order of what Frank listed them as. I have Smith, Waddle, BTJ.
Just on pure value, I got BTJ, Waddle, Smith, just like that.
Okay. By the way, now that I just put a name being Denzel Boston next to the 107, I'm kind of willing to trade the 107 for these three guys.
It's pretty quick. I think we're going to have somebody jump up a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't know who it's going to be, but it gets real ugly real quick.
Based on Dynasty Twitter, it's going to be Emmett Johnson. Or Catron Allen, but those guys are going to be, it's going to be all landing spot dependent.
Correct.
Okay. Justin, we usually let the guests choose next. Would you like to do trades or listener questions?
Oh, we're doing trades.
Come on now. All right. Trade Axe Leagues are 12 teams, Superflex, PPR, 10 and premium with 1.75 per tight end reception, 0.05 per return yard in all leagues except TA1 because they never break, they always hold. And we actually have real picks being moved now. So this is exciting. We had no trades last week because it's just everyone's eating their Super Bowl food and exhausted and not making trades. So we have the 113 because you get the 113 for winning the toilet bowl and trade addicts for Woody Marks in a 27 second. Justin, what do you think?
So essentially the 201 or Woody Marks and a 27 second that we just talked about the egg. Just give me the free Woody Marks. I'm doing that.
I'm 100% with Justin. This was pretty easy for me.
Wow, really? Are you guys fully on Woody Marks is just going to be the dude next year? Because I still think they're going to put someone there.
No, free Woody Marks. I'll take the 27 second over the 113.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically sort of how I looked at it. I basically looked at it as I feel like Woody Marks is somewhere in a second range, mid to late second. I don't think he's necessarily definitely the guy at all, but 2 seconds for 1 second in a draft that's not that great. So even if it is the 201, the 113 is essentially a second. So
yeah. It's weird trading something with a one in front of it for a two in front of it.
The one messes with your head. It does.
It does. Sure. Because in Justin, the way Justin put it is right. It's actually the 201. So if you call it the 201, it looks a lot different.
Yeah. It is crazy, though. Like, the 112 is one pick higher. And I think in your brain processes it so differently than it being the 112 rather than
the
201.
Yeah, the one.
Right. Or make it the 202 or 203. It's like, oh my gosh, those are so late.
Yeah.
A couple picks later.
112 would be, I guess that doesn't matter. But it's going to be some second, it's going to be some day two running back that someone likes, because there's going to be, everyone's going to have their guy in this draft, I feel like, a lot like 2022. Okay. TA8. This is a big one. Holy cow. We have the 104, the 108, and a 28 second. Wow, we're there already. For the 112 and a 27 first. So, Justin, this is actually going against what you said, because there is something in that happy tier in 26 in this trade now. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I want the top. I want the 104, 108, and 28 second. We'll get into it later, but I wouldn't trade the 27. I wouldn't trade the 104 for a 27 first. And obviously, I'm not trading the 108 and a 28 second for the 112. So, give me the 104 over the 27 first and the 108. And second, obviously, over the 112.
I need you to come back. You put everything so nicely and succinctly, because now I completely agree. I want the 104.
Yeah, I think I'm with Justin, especially not knowing where that 27 first is.
It's going to be late if the 112 is on that side.
Most likely. I mean, you can never assume that this is that person's own pick.
Clearly, yeah. A good team.
Larry could have traded his 27 first for the 112, and then acquired someone else, you know, like it could be someone like Larry, and you don't know what the hell. He probably gave up the 101 for the 112.
But yeah, I'm willing. Like Justin broke it down perfectly. I'm willing to move that. I'm willing to move the 27 first in that deal to get two top eight picks plus the 28 second.
I know your answer to this, but I'm gonna pretend I don't. Does needing a quarterback matter? Because there's more likely you're going to get a high-end quarterback next year than this year at the 104. I don't think Mendoza makes it to four, regardless.
I think he might make it to four in a few drafts. I don't know. I don't think most drafts he will. Unless...
Also, though, you could trade the 104 for a quarterback, potentially.
Right.
So what if you do the 104 and the 108 for a quarterback and stop?
Yeah.
You
know. Pretty good one, too.
You package those up.
Quarterbacks. Would you trade the 104 and the 108 for Brock Purdy? Brocky, I swear I didn't do that on purpose. I just the first name I saw that actually seemed reasonable.
You made it Brock Purdy.
I was gonna say your QB2 is Kirk Cousins. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Again, given this draft, I think I would if I needed a quarterback.
All right, we'll go down one and see if it's easier. Would you trade him for Dart? Would you trade the two picks for Dart?
I think I'd rather have Dart than Purdy.
I think I would too. It's really close because I love Dart. I was the biggest Dart guy last year. I am, you know, to me, he's still a question mark, even though he had some flashes this year. He also had some really bad games. Again, sure. Without Malik Nabers and all that stuff, too. So, but.
What if they tell you he's going to wear a Guardian cap in 2026?
Thank you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But I think I would, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going down then. Knicks.
No, I can't do it.
I'd probably take the picks now.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you too.
And then Mendoza's below that. Baker, Dak, we're not trading those at that point.
No.
So
no.
I think your line is probably back in QB1 because the guys in front of Purdy are Lawrence, yes, Mahomes, yes, Hurts, yes, Herbert, yes, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd do the picks for all those. So
Something like the 104 and that 28 second for Dak. I think Dak's an easy buy low right now. I mean, he's going to be the quarterback there. He's a 18, 19 point a game guy. Like, I don't know. I think he's way undervalued in Dynasty.
It's crazy. 12 months ago, people would have laughed saying give the 104 for Dak, but I probably would too at this point. Dak was worth a second a year ago. I mean, basically, or a back end first.
I couldn't get anywhere for that because I've been on the Dak train for a long time. Only when he's on the field, he scores.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to become one of my kind of guys.
Yeah.
He is.
And,
he's like
and
a little gray scruff. Yeah, that's you kind of sure do.
Dak definitely dyes his beard. I'll just say that right now. Especially with Pickens coming back, I like Dak even more, which is obviously still a rumor, but he's like the number one tag candidate in every article. Okay. The 111 and the 312 for Malik Willis. I can't believe we're here, actually. It's crazy. We're all the way back. We've done a full 360 with Willis since 2022. Justin, are you trading the 312?
I don't want to because I don't think there's that many jobs available in the NFL. And I wonder where he ends up.
Miami is the rumor because they hired a Packers coach and a Packers GM.
Yeah.
I know it's assumed he's going to be starting somewhere next year, but he's not starting somewhere at this moment. I'm not trading a late first for a guy that maybe is starting somewhere and maybe is good.
Yeah, that's the problem. Frank, what are your thoughts on maybe Malik starting?
I think he's better than the bottom, 10 quarterbacks in the league, right? I'm scrolling through now to see who those are.
Yeah, I'd like to put names to those. I think you're maybe have gone a little.
Willis is better than McCarthy. He's better than Penix, maybe.
He's probably better than Penix. Falcons fan here. He's better than Penix.
He's better than Rodgers. He's better than Shador.
Is Shador the starter?
I don't know what else they're going to do. Watson. Oh, God. I hope not.
They're going to bring in Blake Willis. Garrett
would literally walk out the door if Deshaun Watson started. I'm at Bryce and Chuck, and I think that's the line.
Yeah, probably so.
So he's better than Ewers, but I just don't know if they're going to want to pay him that. So yeah,
even if Ewers is starting, he's not a starting quarterback.
Yeah. I'm going to put Rocky on the spot. Would you give the 111 for Kyler? Because he's not guaranteed starting either, but he's your boy.
I would. I think he is starting somewhere. More so than I know both could be, but I feel more confident Kyler starting somewhere than Mike Willis.
T-S.
Hey, he's throwing to Garrett Wilson then.
That'd be awesome. I'd be all back in on the Jets again, and I'd just be totally burned, and Rocky's going to sit there and laugh at me as I say they're going to be top 10 offense again.
I actually want to try and speak this into existence because Larry hates Kyler Murray. I want to see him have to put a fat head on his wall of Kyler Murray. I mean, it'll be a small one,
Yeah.
It won't take up the whole wall.
Yeah. It's just
he's had Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers up there and Justin Fields. Might as well get a Kyler Murray one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said a couple weeks ago I wanted Tua on the Vikings to compete with McCarthy, and I kind of hope that happens because I think Tua would really pressure him.
Compete with McCarthy. He's going to take the job.
Oh yeah, he'll beat him out quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. The 102 for the 104 and the 28 first. Holy crap.
28 first. You said don't use the F word. I want to use it right now.
I said if you really mean it.
I might. 28 first. Come on.
I know nothing about the 28 draft, and I'm not even going to pretend.
Yeah, I don't either. Who studied that?
It's not going to have anyone important to my knowledge. Let me look. But what do you guys think? It's basically a pick swap for the 10, the 108, basically, or the 28 first.
Rocky, what are you doing here?
I think, I mean, that's basically the way I understand it is a lot of people think Love is going first, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
90% of leagues, 95% of leagues, Superflex or not.
Yeah.
It's Homer Mendoza. I don't think it's like a wide receiver. Right.
I'm just saying I was looking at that as 102 is Mendoza. And again, I haven't watched film. I haven't listened to a lot of podcasts or anything. But from what I know, I don't feel super confident in Mendoza. So I'll just take the, even though it's 3 years out, the extra first.
Yeah. Underwood. Underwood's in 28. That's who's
coming. And I don't think I'm also getting significant more in trade value for the 102 than the 104 anyway. So give me the free first, even if it's 3 years away.
Underwood and Malachi Toney are the two guys projected for 28 that would mean anything.
Those names mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
I'm still learning this year's name. Do you think that means anything to me?
Well, Malachi Toney, you've probably seen. He's that little joystick for Miami. That
he has absolutely not seen him. I can tell you that.
Rocky might have watched the national championship, but that would be the only place.
I probably saw parts of it, but yeah, I don't remember him now.
Justin, what do you think? Are you trading a 28 first to move up two spots, or are you just sitting pretty at four?
I'm going to take the four and the 28 first. I don't think there's a huge gap between Mendoza and one of those Tate or Tyson. I have those a little bit higher than Lemon, but yeah, especially if I get Tate there. If I get Tate the 104, I'm really happy.
Yeah, whoever traded 104, I'm guessing needs a quarterback. And
you know, I'm gonna be really pissed if the league folds after 2027 and I'm sitting on a 28-101 from the person who traded for the 102 this year and got the QB20. I'm gonna be really upset. And the way leagues are folding right now. Ooh, it's going to make me mad. I'm just letting you know.
Trade Addicts are never folding. I'm sure it's in Russ's will who takes over Trade Addicts commissioning.
That's true. This is a Trade Addicts trade, so it's safe.
Yeah.
It's like the leagues I run won't fold. But I'm looking around like, man, there's one going. I think Larry has had five leagues fold this offseason.
Yeah.
He had one today that they finally paid, like the guy finally, I'm not going to drop a name, but it's a big name. That finally paid the his people out in sleeper. I'm like, man, seriously. And then the league's done.
It's people are just busy now, and you know.
Well, I think there's all that, you know, post COVID league explosion, and now it's
now we can go outside again.
Real life. Yeah. We're like, oh. Wait, we all have kids now, you know, like
too many people are in too many leagues and aren't crazy like me. So,
yeah, I said I was going to add some leagues in this non-point scoring season and I have not followed up on that. And I'm probably going to back that off a little bit, but we'll see.
I'll hook you up. I got a spot or two. Rocky's in the league.
I might take you up on that.
I got some orphans if you want to take over some orphans.
All right, we're in TA 11 now. This is our biggest trade of the day. Lamar Jackson and Jalen Waddle. Wow. For Jackson, Dart, Quentin Johnston, and the 106.
This is easy, right, guys?
Yes.
This is so easily Lamar.
So easy, Jackson and Waddle.
Yeah.
Like, not even close.
Because I'm trying to see what iteration you could get to that.
I don't know if I'd do the other side for just Lamar.
That'd be tough. Because Quentin Johnston doesn't register in value for me.
Really? Yeah. McDaniel and everything coming over there?
I don't know. How many targets is he going to get? 80, 90, 100?
It depends if Keenan comes back.
Yeah. And it depends on if they don't add anybody.
Yeah. Well, Trey Harris has been just sitting there, so they're going to add somebody, quote unquote.
That's true. Yeah. And does Lab bounce back this year? You know, like, I don't know. I don't, for value, just for straight value.
I think he has some value, but he doesn't factor much into this trade when you're talking the other pieces that are in it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's make it more interesting. Would you do it for Lamar straight up? No Waddle.
So I'm looking at like Jackson Dart, QJ.
and the one is
Mekhi Lemon or Sadiq,
which is the teardrop basically is right. is kind That's of one of six.
No, I'm not doing it. I'll keep it on.
I mean, I'm probably not either because I don't generally do that. is play a whole bunch of pieces for one quarterback, high-end quarterback. But I think value-wise, it's okay.
Wait, you would or would not?
I would not extend that for Lamar by himself just because I don't generally consolidate a bunch of decent high-end pieces to get an elite quarterback. I don't do that. So me personally, Rocky, wouldn't probably not do that, but I think value-wise, it's fine.
I want to know what I can, if I have Lamar, what I can do to move off of him and stay in that tier to someone who's a little bit more, like, insulated. Because I think that his value is on the fringe of dropping a tier. Because he's not running as much as he did. He still doesn't throw great. So many back foot throws when I watch him. I'm just like, man, would you please push off your back foot and stop using your arm for everything?
So who's the bottom of tier two then? Let's break this down because we have some time. Why not? Right now, tier two or tier one in my eyes is Allen, May, Burrow, Daniels, and Jackson. Anyone disagree with that? I'm not putting Hurts in one yet.
I think you got Burrow and Hurts too high. I mean, Burrow and Jackson too high.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I feel great about May there, but there's such a big gap between Josh Allen and Burrow as far as scoring or Lamar Jackson from year to year.
And you included Daniels, right?
you get Daniels in tier one. Yeah.
I do not. I would not. I don't know if you both disagree, but I don't think Daniels is in tier one.
Sorry about that. All right. So let's do it this way. The tier below Jackson, then.
Okay.
Is Caleb in Jackson's tier or one below it? And then we'll go down.
I think he's below it.
Okay. I agree.
So Caleb, Herbert, Hurts, Mahomes, and Lawrence are the next five on the rankings I'm using. So is that a tier? Because, like, is the answer going from Lamar to Hurts with something on the Hurts side, or is that not enough?
I would do that.
I would too.
That I would do that in a heartbeat if I could get, say, all right, Lamar for Hurts in the 108. I would probably do that. 109. I think that's something that could be done with this Hurts fatigue.
That's crazy, but I get it.
I just don't think you're going to see much points difference between the two.
I'd also have Lamar easily over most of those guys.
Yeah. Mahomes scares me with the injury. I'm not going to put Lawrence in there. I think Lawrence is at the top of the next tier with Purdy. So, yeah, you're deciding between Caleb, Herbert, Hurts, and Mahomes as your next tier for Jackson. I mean, if you do any of those plus the 108, I'm pretty psyched about it.
I mean,
I don't love Caleb, but...
Actually, I think Caleb showed a lot this year.
A lot of people
are more accurate. If he gets a little more accurate, brings that completion percentage up, that's going to really boost his yards.
Yeah.
If he completes 63% instead of 59% or whatever it was this year, then, I mean, you're talking about a few hundred more yards and probably a couple more touchdowns in there. His mobility, he showed it off well this year. I mean, he can move for sure. Dude, he was fun to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah. He gets out of bounds. Dart, take lessons. all right, we can move to listener questions. TradeX Superfan, which is just the friend who keeps texting me questions. He's come up with a name for himself. Which player or offense will be impacted most by their new coaches, coordinators, positively or negatively?
Well, I had the Matt Nagy thing going to the Giants, I don't feel great about that based on what he did and, like, just tearing apart that Chiefs offense. They went from, you know, first or second EPA to 23rd, 26. It got real bad with Nagy there. But then on the other end, how do y'all feel about Kubiak in Las Vegas?
I think it's great for Genty
and Brock Bowers. What's that?
I think it's great for Genty.
Yeah.
TBD on Bowers because I don't know if his best players have been like wide receivers in the slot. Is he just going to make Bowers that, or because you kind of lose his blocking ability?
I think he gives Bowers the JSN treatment. I mean, he's that. I don't know if anybody in here has listened. Anybody that's out there has listened to me talk about Brock Bowers. You know, and I'm a Georgia fan who has hated on a lot of Georgia players coming in the NFL. But Brock Bowers is the best tight end prospect I've ever seen in my life. And on the field, he has shown that he can do all of it.
Frank knows I'm on board with that. So, yeah, I agree. I think Bowers to the moon, basically.
I think he's the new JSN for that, you know, as far – not obviously, you know, one-for-one exact replica, but as far as, like, trying to scheme for their best player, it's not even close.
If he is actually JSN, then Rocky putting him as high as he does is validated. But – I got to see that first. And I don't think there's a chance they come out of this offseason without at least one new receiver. They can't go in with Thornton and Besh. And
no, of course not.
So maybe, but
that's not necessarily bad for Bowers either.
Yeah, exactly.
Target. Yeah.
So this year, of course, he went out, missed a little bit of time. But even this year, 74% catch percentage. So he was catching everything that went his way. I mean, that's ridiculous. He only averaged 56 yards a game. I'd have to look, see if he left the game early. But he still had 7 TDs this year with Geno Smith at QB in 12 games. So you're talking about a 10 TD pace right there. I mean,
Rocky, I know you don't know much about this class. Fernando Mendoza is better than Geno Smith.
Most people are better than Geno Smith. So
I'm looking at the free agent wide receivers, and I'm very underwhelmed. Juwan Jennings, and
it's a running back class for sure.
This is why you always need to get rid of Pickens. They need to put Pickens out in the market and let him go somewhere fun, as opposed to just being CD's Robin. Alec Pierce feels like someone the old school Raiders would have paid a lot of money for.
Yeah. He's fast. He's
much athletic.
Mendoza could throw the deep ball, so that wouldn't be bad. And then Bowers hits all the underneath stuff.
That guy that's going to get ridiculously overpaid by somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they take Surratt to go with Mendoza. Could be interesting. Anyways, we're digging too much to the class. I'm kind of with Justin. I think the most affected is probably the Giants. And I actually had put the fact that Nagy's the OC deep in a dark corner of my mind when I said Waddle should go to the Giants. I don't want that. I like Kubiak. Stefanski, big for Bijan to me. And I think this is a rumor, so I didn't put it in the news. They basically, there's a rumor that they're not going to bring Algier back, that they can't afford him. So if Bijan's by himself, then RB1's not high enough. He's like RB101. So,
and potentially good for Pitts if he stays too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a feeling the Falcons are going to tag Pitts.
You're an Atlanta fan. Yeah, okay. I could see that. The other thing I could see is them saying, Kyle Pitts, you cost too much. I'm going to bring in Njoku for a third of that. And Because Stefanski knows him so well.
Does Stefanski know him so well that he knows that he's getting old and losing a step and probably shouldn't be paid $13 million a year?
He's not going to be paid $13 million. He's going to be paid a third of that.
You think just like the wide receivers get overpaid, there's a lot of overpaid tight ends out there.
That's true.
So the franchise tag for tight ends is looking to be $16 million this year. So that's steep. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I was talking about this last week. There's a lot of good free agent, good, usable, serviceable free agency tight ends in Njoku, Goddard, Higby, Ertz, if his knee isn't completely destroyed, Fant, Waller. You know, there's going to be a lot of mediocre tight ends moved around. Okay. Motown Masher at Masher Motown. What should be done with Rashee Rice? I have a trade offer sending Rice in the 210 to me for BTJ. So for those who forgot, Rice is in a bit of trouble. We know nothing about it. There were some videos and there were some photos and there was, you know, go look it up. I don't want to talk about it. So he's in a bit of trouble again. There's been no discussion on what's going to happen to him. So Justin, what are you doing with Rashee Rice? Are you taking Rice in the 210 for BTJ?
I am taking Rice in 210 for BTJ. You know who else is in a lot of trouble? BTJ on the football field.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what happened. What do you have, 1,400 yards or 1,300 yards his rookie year and then just fell off the face of the earth?
It's yips, man. It feels yips.
Yeah. He needs to go get some, you know, find a therapist.
Yeah.
Get his stuff together. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't worry about the off the field stuff as much. To me, Rice in the 210 is pretty easy for BTJ to me.
I agree. I think Rice is. I would do Rice for BTJ straight up, let alone the 210. All right, on to Dynasty Studs. He said my TA2 team earned the 101 last year. Should probably take another rebuild year to get fully ready to contend, but I've got contending itch with so many picks to turn into startable players. How do you decide when to flip the switch back from rebuilder to contender? Justin?
I like to look at rosters. I like to plug players in, kind of project a little bit. But I also don't want to be making all those picks if I'm trying to contend. I'm not. If you've got a bunch of picks, you got the 101, you got a bunch of other picks, you shouldn't be making all those picks if you want to be a contender. You should be moving those to someone who doesn't want to be a contender, who doesn't think they can be a contender, someone who's hitting the reset button. How long have you been doing this? Is this your second year at the bottom of the standings? It's time. Is this the first year and you think you need another year because, you know, you just hit the reset button? That's different. But you shouldn't be in a three-year rebuild. Like if you tanked in 24 and you tanked in 25, don't sit on it again. At this point, then you're just a perpetual tanker.
I was just going to make that exact point as you were going through that. If it's been 2 years, you absolutely should be trying to flip the switch almost no matter what, in my opinion, at that point. Even if you think it might be a little early or something, or the 2 years hasn't gone as well as you hoped, at that point you should have enough assets you can at least try to push the chips in and do that. I always tend to, I think, feel like to do it a little too early myself. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I end up with middling teams because I don't get quite good enough. I think a lot of the time you can do it in a year-ish if you do everything right. But at two, you should absolutely be pushing in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with both you, and I don't have much to add. So we move on. Is there any non-Nico wide receiver who's going to be reliably startable in Houston next year? Because I like all of Higgins, Noel, and Dell to different extents, but I'm afraid they're going to split the pie too thin for any of them to matter. Reliably, am I missing something? No. Did Noel do anything? Like he played when Nico was hurt, but he didn't do much.
No. Nobody did anything on that team besides Nico.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why the key word in there is reliably.
No.
Reliably startable? No. That's the answer. Startable, probably, but
who's your favorite of the three, Rock? If I made you pick one,
I mean, it's got to be Higgins, right? Higgins.
I think it has to be Dell.
I agree, Frank. I think it's Tank Dell.
He's had so many injuries. I don't know what Tank Dell is now.
None of them are like muscles, though. He like broke his leg. He didn't like. It's not like he ripped his knee apart.
Well, he
was that his last one. Did he do his knee? He broke his leg on something.
Like back years. Yeah,
he tore his entire knee up in December. Okay. That's why the 24. So that's why.
And I take that back. I thought he broke his leg. I would probably go to Higgins then, but
I think it's a good sign that they didn't rush him back. Let him have the whole season to. Because a lot of times what happens is you rush these guys back when they've had a complete, you know, teardown and they, you know, it affects their rehab.
I mean, it's been most of the last 2 years. I don't know. That scares me. It's been the majority of the last 2 years. I think he played a few games in 20. I don't remember.
Well, he tore it in December. But yeah, I think he missed some
I was going to say, didn't he come back later, miss some time then or something like in 24? Like, I just feel like he's missed so much time.
Well, in 2024, he played 14 games.
Okay, that's more than I thought he played.
Yeah, me too. That's more. The other question is C.J. Stroud still the quarterback?
Yes. They can't do this. I know they're like talking about they can't do Davis.
That was a facetious question in the fact that – I mean, he sucks.
There are people who are like actually saying they should start Davis Mills over Stroud, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah. He sucks, but he's not Davis Mills sucks.
I was going to say, Mills had his chance for a year, and he ended up with the 102. So right. Let's just calm down. Yeah. And he was at the 102 because he had like one good play in his entire life and put the Bears at one, which is the funniest thing ever. Okay. I know we've all been clamoring for the return of the days with multiple elite tier tight ends, but has tight end ever been this deep? No. I counted legit 32 guys I wasn't disgusted by. That's about 22 more than mine. Not sure I've ever been able to get that far down the list before.
So I misread this earlier, and I thought it was a funny joke because I misread it as I counted legit 32 guys I'm disgusted by. And I was like, that's a great one. Like,
would be something he'd say, actually, but yeah.
30. I'm just
there's no way there's 32.
No.
32 on these rankings that I'm looking at is Cade Otton.
Okay, so Cade Otton deserves to be higher than that.
Yeah. Kelsey, Schultz, Freiermuth, Gunnerhelm, Max Clair, who's an Ohio State tight end in the draft, Elijah Arroyo, that's way too high, Hunter Henry, Juwan Johnson, A.J. Barner, Mark Andrews, I'm going up, not down, Njoku, likely, Hockenson, Goddard. When does this not get gross? Dio Johnson, Terrence Ferguson, Kenyon Sadiq, too low, Mason Taylor, Ferguson, Strange, Kittle, Kincaid, Gadsden, Pitts. All right, we're getting there now. It's at.
I'm so confused how Cade Otton is.
I mean, you're talking. You start like
those guys.
So a lot of those guys in the lower end are not gross. Like Goddard's not gross.
Goddard.
That's the one I laughed at. I'm like,
gross. Let me read 30 to 20 again, and you can tell me what's not gross. Schultz, Freiermuth, Helm, Max Clair, Elijah Arroyo, Hunter Henry, Juwan Johnson, A.G. Barner, Mark Andrews, and Njoku.
Juwan Johnson isn't gross.
You were higher up when you started saying, tell me when it doesn't get gross. That's what I was responding to. I would say the very top of that list is not entirely gross, but yeah, maybe. yeah, you were more in the teens, I think, when you were saying. I agree, there's not 32.
I don't know.
At least after that, Hockenson, who I know Rocky doesn't like, is out, is there. Goddard, who could go anywhere and was a touchdown, he's a regression candidate more than maybe anybody in the league. Theo.
I see another
option. Why is Theo Johnson sniffing anything up here?
Because he's going to be Travis Kelce, baby. Heck yeah. No, I have no idea. My question was, why is Ferguson that high and why is Sadiq that low?
Ferguson being that high is also bad.
Like Sadiq's behind Mason, Taylor, Ferguson, and Strange.
Yeah. Again, why is Brenton Strange up there? Why is
Strange had a ridiculously nuclear back end of the season? He was like great for the Jaguars. Wasn't he? He had a really good stretch. Maybe it wasn't the whole back half, but he was a top probably eight tight end consistently at some point this season. Kittle's still kind of gross because he's hurt.
Yeah, he's gonna miss all this year.
Kincaid is 10, and that's where things are getting interesting to me.
Yeah, I think that you're probably right about that. Like, you put Sadiq up there a little higher. I mean, you're looking at like 10, 12, and then it gets.
Yeah, I think so too.
My child would say yucky.
You kick Sadiq to 11 ahead of Kittle, Strange, Ferguson, and Taylor, and then we have a conversation.
Strange had like three games in the last, or four games in the last seven, or something like that.
I have no idea.
But so he was typical tight end, you know, get a few touchdowns and
yeah. I'm looking at like Tucker Kraft at 6. By the way, Jake Trowbridge and Tommy had Kraft as their tight end 3, and that just blew my mind. But that's fine.
I gotta see him come back to play again.
Me too. Okay. Anything else to add on the tight ends? It's just what it's always been. It's been kind of 12, and then it's a drop off where they're all going to be the same.
You know, I'm glad that his gag reflex is stronger than mine.
Yes,
because I got sick way earlier than 32 looking at this list.
Trying to think if there's anyone way down this list that's even worth time. Like Engram's 36. People like Justin Jolie. We'll have to see how he combines, but and there was talks about there's talks around Chicago of Kmet being moved because Loveland's a animal. So
yeah, that would be good for Kmet.
That'd be great for Kmet. There was a picture of him in like a Panthers jersey, and that makes all the sense in the world to me because JT Sanders has been hurt and all over the place. Justin, you can answer this one because Rocky's not totally in on the rookies yet. In or out on Jordan Tyson seems to be the most polarizing eval I've seen on Dynasty Twitter thus far. And that gap is the difference between a 4-man or a 5-man tier at the top of round one of rookie drafts. Alternate version of the question, should I be holding or selling the 105?
I'm in on Jordan Tyson. He's my wide receiver too. I got Tate
Tyson. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not bailing on him. He's one of those guys that was a high-end recruit and ended up popping off. I don't know. I'm in. I'm not bailing yet. And I think he's going to get top 15 draft capital, which is going to matter.
Yeah, no, I agree. I struggle with him because he's kind of that big athletic freak we've seen in past drafts, and those don't always work. So that would scare me a little, but I like him fine. He was great in college, so we can.
I think he's going to run a little bit faster than some of these big guys that were just high point ball, you know. Like he's going to run.
It doesn't matter for him.
I think he's going to run sub 4.5, like 4.45-ish, something like that, which is going to be good enough to, with his size, to push him up the draft and make sure that he gets opportunity.
Agreed. Okay, for those holding 27 picks, assuming mid to late, what's the latest 26 pick you'd take to move up a year? How about if you're holding 28 picks? So we're going to scratch out 28 picks so Justin doesn't leave the podcast. But
appreciate that.
27 picks. How far? What's the latest 26 pick you'd take to move up a year? So let's just say you're in the playoffs and you're holding the 109 area. I'm sorry. You're holding it. You don't have any picks in the 26 draft. I get the question now. You have your 27 first. how far down, how late are you willing to go to move up? It's time value of money question, basically.
106. That's it. At the 107, I'm out. Wow. And I'm just standing on that tier because I think I can move that 27 first for a better player than I'm going to get at the 107. I don't necessarily have to stay on that 27 first as a pick next year, as a player next year. It's a commodity to me. And I think we're going to see that the 107 is going to, I mean, it's going to be until Boston or, you know, or some third round running back that we just want to drive up because we're desperate.
It happens every year. See,
that just shows how bad people are valuing the looking at the 26 draft and how highly they're looking at it. Like, you almost never hear a pick that high in terms of next year to the, yeah, going
from it makes me wonder, am I being too low on the 26 draft? And should I just, like, if someone's going to give me a bunch of 26 picks for, you know, a 27 pick, I wonder if I would, if that's actually better. Like, would you trade a 27 first for two 26 firsts? Call it like the 10 and the 12.
I'd probably do that. But then I'd
say someone's totally out on this draft and it's like, get me out.
I'd probably do that, but then I'd try to move that 10 and that 12 for a player.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, I'm not trying to make those picks.
Yeah.
That's the scary part of being – is being like, oh no, I've got these picks. Can I trade the 10 and the 12 for George Pickens?
Maybe.
I don't think so now, if he's a cowboy.
I think something like that might work, you know, or in that range of player.
Yeah. It's tough. Because Pickens could be a monster. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really tough decision, and I'm wondering if I should be like, if I have multiple 27 firsts for some reason and I'm rebuilding, if I should be trading back into this draft if someone's going to throw a bunch of picks at me to get out. So I don't know. That'll be interesting. Okay, he wanted us to go through and do like 1A and starters and all that. I'm not doing that. We'll be here for 2 hours. And I told him as such, and he laughed and said that was fine. So who's your favorite value among these RBs? For people listening, it's Jacobs, Harvey, Scadabo, Tracy, Ramondre, Travion, ETN, Javonte Swift, Warren, Menungai, Dowdle, Tootin, Chuba, Brooks, Marks, Aaron Jones, Mason, Bill, Algier, Benson, Tyjae, and Pacheco.
That is a lot of names.
It is. He wanted us to do like confusing backfields and break them out, but I know Rocky's answer.
You do know my answer.
So why don't you say it? And while I think, because I didn't prep an answer for this.
Javonte? Is that who you were thinking?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be ETN.
Yeah.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah.
Is the answer Brooks? Is Brooks just sitting in the weeds? I know he's torn his knee up a bunch of times, but if you got Brooks for a third, would you be doing that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What about for a contending second?
No.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm iffy on a third.
Send me a picture of his knee. Like, can I get a picture of his knee? Make sure it's still there. Like, he's just not a peg leg. I'm a little afraid.
I think it's the same knee, like, over and over, too. I think it's, like, it's probably rubber bands at this point. My actual answer is Jalen Warren, because I think McCarthy's going to run him down, and he's going to be just the workhorse.
So my question is, and there's two names on here that kind of go hand in hand, and I was joking about it, but ETN and Tootin. Because if ETN moves, Tootin's value can get a big boost. Can we bank on that yet and capitalize? Or is Tootin's already being valued like ETN is gone? I haven't seen trades that involve Bayshon Tootin, so I
don't know either.
Maybe that's why trades, because they're already, people are already valuing him like he's going to be the starter next year. I don't know.
I haven't seen anything on ETN unless I thought there was news on him last week from the show, but I, as soon as I delete it, it's out of my mind. So
I think DeAndre Swift is interesting as well because he's cheap.
Yeah. Is Menungai better? Would you rather have Menungai for less? And
is Menungai going to catch the ball?
Probably not. But that didn't help it. He didn't need that last year.
Yeah, but that means that DeAndre Swift has a role.
Yeah. I'm still holding out hope the Bears get like Breece Hall and just and say, screw this committee thing we got going on. They won't, but.
Yeah, I don't think they will. And that'd just be more guys in the committee.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the Menungai's not going anywhere. It's a second year guy. So.
Yeah. Okay. He said, regarding Valentine's Day, it's a bigger question of how many days do you have to celebrate in your family? My wife celebrates birthdays, first date, anniversary, engagiversary, marriage anniversary, moving country anniversary, all on both solar and lunar Jewish calendars. So I asked what you guys did, what the chat did on Valentine's Day. We are not a huge Valentine's Day household. We celebrate anniversaries and stuff like that, but just the rest of it's commercialism, basically. Like, we'll do a dinner or something like that, but we don't do anything super crazy. Rocky?
I didn't do anything major. I mean, I got candy and flowers and a card, and that's it. We didn't go out to dinner. We didn't do any big special trip, event, occasion. We just handed each other some gifts and cards, and that was
the rest of
the day, pretty much.
Yes.
My wife, though, does like to make Valentine's Day somehow a family holiday. So my kids got gifts. My parents got gifts. It was ridiculous. I think it's so stupid, but she insists on doing it.
Well, my calendar's a lot more wide open since my soon-to-be ex got a boyfriend last year. So, yeah.
So I swear I didn't. So for the, because I know everyone's going to say I'm a bad person for asking this. I didn't know Justin was going through that when I asked this question. Top of my head. But
about 10 and a half months ago, I found out she had a boyfriend. So, yeah. So, Rocky, I did do the gifts for my kids thing. So they got like some little Valentine's books and candy and stuff.
Yeah. Well. You can treat it on yourself. Watch the Olympics. Hockey's been great. Are you guys watching? I guess I should have asked that as opposed to Valentine's Day. Are you guys watching Olympics?
I've been pieces, but I've been working so much that.
Yeah.
I don't really get into the Winter Olympics the way I do the Summer Olympics.
Look, man, you're missing out if you're not tuning into some curling every once in a while. Yeah. There's the everyman sport out there that none of us could possibly do.
It's so funny. Curling became a meme like two Olympics ago, and now it's like actually people are like sitting down to watch it, like as a thing.
You know, you say that, but two Olympics ago, I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was on everywhere, and we were all just like, "Wow!" You know, like it was just.
And the U.S. team who did really well, was that two Olympics ago, or was that last Olympics?
Two Olympics ago when they broke out, but I think they got a silver that year. They won. Okay. They won in 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
21, I guess. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will watch it if it's on, but I don't seek it out like most people in my life do. But that's the end of our show sheet. So that's going to be the end of our show. Thank you, Justin, for coming back. Before we head out, why don't you remind everyone who you are, what you do, and where you can find what you do?
Yeah, you can find me on that there Dynasty Hot Sauce podcast where we give fantasy football. I would call it advice, but a lot of times it's not. And hunting updates during hunting season. So, yeah. That's you can find me on Twitter at RunDFF. Pretty simple.
It's deer season, right?
It is not. It actually just ended. It ended on the 31st of January where I'm at, and in South Mississippi it ended on Sunday.
Okay. I'm a little out of practice.
Turkeys coming up.
Turkeys, that's right. Turkeys in the spring. Okay, our stuff, patreon.com/TradeXPod. You can watch us where we record. You can see Justin on his beautiful couch that will never go away, ever. He said it's a staple at this point. We also have our Discord chat, the Cool Kids Club. There's been some talks of trades going on in there right now. And, of course, the most important thing is Fancy Cares. For the shows, the Dynasty Hootenanny, I think, is back next week. Zach, don't kill me if I'm wrong. But I think it's back next week with the Optimus Primer. I think that's what it's called. And there's Trivia Tuesday nights and the Wednesday Hangout, where you can find me in the chat every Wednesday. And if that's not enough motivation, I don't know what is. But as Russ Fisher always told us, if you have a trading problem, you're never alone. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Frank.
Thank you for listening to the Trade Addict Podcast, a member of the DLS family of podcasts and a proud member in the Dynasty Addict Podcast Network. Please follow your hosts at Dynasty Haha and at Dynasty FS Addict. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We will catch you next time on the Trade Addict Podcast. Poopy Pants.
That is the best.
See ya.